The Supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change, and that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. May Allah's peace and salutations be upon all of you. Congratulations on this auspicious day. What date is today? Today is Thursday, is the 4th of Shaban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Isfan, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of March, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. But What is important on this day is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Nicknames of Hazrat Abbas. Al-Abbas was called Abul Fadl, father or owner of virtue. Some mention that he had a son called Al-Fadl. As a matter of fact, this name represents his personality completely, because he was the owner, leader, and a source of virtue. In his life, he was so open-handed, he used to distribute his virtue and charity to anyone who was directed to him. After martyrdom, he has been the shelter and refuge of everyone who seeks his help. Most surely, God relieves him who turns to him and implores to him by using Abul Fadl as his means and interceder. Al-Abbas was also called Abul Qirba, that means the owner of water skin, because he had carried water to the harem of Imam al-Hussein during the Battle of At-Taf. On the auspicious birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, we offer our thousand and thousand of congratulations to all brothers and sisters in faith and humanity.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. On the fourth day of the month Sha'ban, presumably in the year 26th of the Hijra calendar, Abbas ibn Ali, another son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, was born in the city of Medina. And Abbas ibn Ali was born in the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam and received his education from his father, the first infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam, as well as his brothers, Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Because of this type of exceptional and graceful education he received from the three infallible Imams of his time, we find that this type of education exerted its influence in the character and career of Abul Fazl Abbas salamullah alayhi, such that especially in the event of Ashura, Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam showed his courage and his staunch support in favor of his elder brother Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. At the same time, it must be indicated that one of his designations is Qamar bani Hashim. I mean, he was analogized to Moon because of his beauty for the Bani Hashim clan, for the Hashimids. At the same time, it must be indicated that Abbas in Arabic means frowning, and one of the reasons for this designation is that he was very kind to believers and he was very austere for disbelievers and those people who abused the Islamic religion. When Al-Abbas ibn Ali was born, Imam Ali alayhi salam was very happy and delighted, and at the same time Imam Ali alayhi salam used to kiss this newborn infant's arms. And when Ummul Banin, the mother of Al-Abbas ibn Ali, asked Imam Ali alayhi salam for the reason of his behavior, I mean that is kissing Al-Abbas's arms, Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated that someday in the future Al-Abbas will lose his both of arms in support of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura in Karbala. And we find that Al-Abbas ibn Ali received his education in a place and in such a moral context that's really unrivaled. Because of this, we find that together with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the next personality whose name is usually mentioned in connection with the Ashura episode is no one but al-Abbas ibn Ali. Thank you.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Loyalty of Hazrat Abbas. Loyalty is the noblest characteristic one can have. Hazrat Abbas set a record in this field when he represented all features of loyalty distinguishably. Loyalty to the religion. Hazrat Abbas was the most faithful and the best defender of his religion. When Islam had to encounter the danger of eradication by the Umayyad band, who renounced Islam completely, Al-Abbas dedicated himself to fighting on all fronts for defending his religion and raising the word of Allah on earth. Loyalty to the nation. As he noticed his nation sinking down under the gloomy nightmare of humility due to the absolute despotism of the Umayyad band, Al-Abbas understood that his mission was to proceed for saving them. Along with his brother, family members, and companions, they raised the slogan of freedom and declared holy jihad ceaselessly until they were martyred for doing so. This, in fact, is the ever most elevated loyalty to the nation, loyalty to his brother. It is incumbent upon each Muslim to swear allegiance to the Imam who lives in his time. Hence, Al-Abbas gave the best example of being faithful to the allegiance to the Imam of his time, Al-Husayn. All over history, you cannot find an item of loyalty more exalted than that of Al-Abbas to his brother and to his leader. Hence, his loyalty has become an ultimate goal that attracts every free, honest man. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas' devotion, respect, and affection for Imam al-Hussein was so deep that he used to worship that very ground Imam Hussein walked on. In fact, it is said that he used to apply to his eyes the dust from Imam Hussein's feet. He detested anyone taking precedence in serving Imam al-Hussein. Even as a young child, he prevented others from serving Imam Hussein. It is said that once Imam Hussein was present with his holy father Hazrat Ali in the mosque of Kufa, felt thirsty and asked for water from Qanbar, a well-known and obedient servant of Hazrat Ali. When Qanbar rose to bring the water, Hazrat Abbas, who was then a very young child, asked Qanbar to stop, saying that he would himself bring the water for his master. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, I bear witness, O Abbas, that you have reached the zenith of perfection in the matter of self, resignation, loyalty, and obedience.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. If someone wants to understand the concept of loyalty, the concept of nobility, the concept of al-ithar, giving priority to others over myself, the concept of al-ghira, then first we have to understand who Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was. Fourth day of Sha'ban is the birthday of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the son of Ummu al-Baneen, this courageous, brave, mighty warrior who is called Qamar Bani Hashim, the moon of Bani Hashim, whose job in his entire life, he dedicated it to defending Imam al-Hussein, to defending his master Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And as we all know, in the battle of Karbala, all the great sacrifices he made and the loyalty that he showed for Imam Hussein. But it's not just the day of Ashura, brothers and sisters. Usually all we hear about Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is what happened Ashura. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas was 40 years old or in his 40s on the day of Ashura, or close to 40. He had so many noble stances and he showed so much loyalty much before that, during the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, in the wars that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam waged against the kuffar, against the disbelievers, against the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas was on the front line, and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas used to defend Imam al-Hussein. He wouldn't let Imam al-Hussein fight as long as he is there. How could Imam al-Hussein fight when I am here? So Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas' entire life was devoted to his brother Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And especially on the day of Ashura, brothers and sisters, all the great stances that he had, all the great things that he did for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. For after all, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas was born, was conceived for the sake of Imam al-Hussein.
مولد السبط تجلى ولنا عيد عظيم ومع السبط مضينا في الصراط المستقيم.
That was all for today's special. But we continue offering our congratulations to you, dear sisters, dear brothers, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, on the anniversary of Hazrat Abbas' birthday. Congratulations and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and our heartiest congratulations to all. Today is the 4th of Sha'ban, the auspicious birthday anniversary of the immortal standard bearer of Karbala, Hazrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, peace be upon him. Here is what his father, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, said entrusting the newborn to the care of the immortal martyr of Karbala. O Hussein, I'm entrusting to you this child. He will represent me on the day of your supreme sacrifice and lay down his life in defending you and your dear ones, much as I would have done if alive on that day.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to the listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we must send our congratulations to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wa-Zaman, on this being the day that is recorded to be the birth of his uncle, that valiant soldier of Islam, the guard of the haram and of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam, this devout servant of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, this champion of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. You know, there's a lot about Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam that we do not know. There's not much that has been recorded about, you know, his sayings or his life. He's always been in the background. But when it comes to action, it's a very beautiful thing if you think about it, that Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam doesn't have much words that have been recorded, other than obviously those statements and speeches that he gave on the day of Ashura or in that period of Muharram. But his actions spoke so, you know, so vast, that his actions still today shake the thrones of those oppressors throughout the world. If we are able to truly understand his actions, if we are truly able to even slightly follow in his footsteps in terms of sincerity, in terms of devotion, in terms of complete self-sacrifice for the Imam of his time. Something very important, a lesson that if we take no other lessons from the life of Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam, this is the lesson that we need to take. The concept of putting the Imam in front of you at every single instance. On this day, being the birth of this son of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, there's a very beautiful tradition that has been recorded in the month of Ramadan, in Shahr Ramadan, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was struck. Obviously we know that he was struck on the 19th, and on the 20th he was with his family. So it's probably around this time that it is reported that the Imam alayhi salam called for his son Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam was a young man at that time. Obviously the Imam then put him in the care of his older brother Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. So Abu al-Fadl Abbas, already being a war veteran, a person who fought in Siffin, he was not, you know, an ordinary youth. He was a youth who grew up in the lap of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So the Imam calls him and says, "Waladi, oh my dear son, you know, very soon, on the day of judgment, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, by seeing you, my eyes will become bright and my sight will become enlightened." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we are just like this? That when the Imam sees us in this world, hopefully, inshallah, in this world, that he is happy and he becomes brightened. His face becomes brightened by our sight. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh, no. Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I, Mehdi, ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the important thing is that Muslims act according to Islam and the Quran. Islam embodies all that relates to the growth, cultivation of human values, as well as matters concerning man's life in this world and the hereafter. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "My dear youth, you are my hope. Hold the Quran in one hand and take up arms in the other, and defend your honor and prestige in such a way as to withdraw from them, that is the foes, the power to think and plot against you." Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Qadr, as well as Surah Al-Ikhlas and Surah Al-Falaq, all recited by Shaykh Muhammad Al-Laythi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Mm-hmm.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. You just listened to the recitation of surahs Qadr, Ikhlas, and Falaq, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi. Now we want to analyze these surahs in terms of the rules of tajweed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. What's really important is first the إخفاء in the word أنزلناه, where there's a زاء after a نون ساكنة. So إخفاء takes place, and you have to apply ikhfa by approximating the place of articulation of the zay, that is, that comes after the noon sakana. Anzalnahu, as you can see, we approximate the place of articulation of zay. We don't make the tongue touch the place of articulation of zay. It gets close to the place of articulation of this letter. Fi laylatil qadr. Then we have the qalqala of the dal and also the tafkhim of the ra. Al-qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Again, we have maddul munfasil, ma adraka, and we also have qadr, the tafkhim of the qaf, and also the qalqala of the dal, and also again the tafkhim of the ra, only if you stop on this word. If you don't stop, it's Laylatul Qadri, so you have to pronounce it with thinness if you continue. Laylatul Qadri. See, here again we have a ra with a tafkhim, with a tarqiq, excuse me. Here we have a ra with tarqiq. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Again, shahr, if you stop on this word, but if you continue, shahrin tanazzalul malaika, the ra becomes muraqqaq if you continue. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. مطلع الفجر. We have two letters that are letters of qalqala. We have to make sure that the sound of these two letters is heard by applying qalqala. Now let's go on to the next surah that was recited, Surah Al-Ikhlas or Surah Al-Tawheed. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. If you continue and connect the first verse to the second verse, we have التقاء of ساكنين. أحد Allah. So we have to give kasra to the first sakin letter, which is the noon sakin of the tanween, so that iltiqa of sakinain, this problem is solved. Because in Arabic, you cannot begin pronouncing two letters that have sukoon. If you're at the end of the syllable, yes, you can pronounce them. For example, fatah. But if it's at the beginning of a phrase or a word, it's impossible to pronounce two sakin letters juxtaposed. So you have to say ahadunillahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Two qalqalas right after another. Yalid yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Shaykh Muhammad Al-Laythi connected the last verse of Surah Ikhlas to the Surah Falaq. And so, Iqlab takes place. أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Iqlab means that the noon sakinah of the tanween becomes a meme sakinah that is pronounced with ikhfa. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. All of the words at the end of this surah had قلقلة at the end. We have قلقلة of قاف با and دال. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. I now invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you very much.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, in continuing in our program where we look at some of the fascinating stories or, you know, anecdotes that have been mentioned regarding certain verses of the Holy Quran. In this particular episode, we'll be looking at the 40th verse of Surah Nur, that is the 24th Surah of the Holy Quran. And one particular story that maybe it will be spread across a few episodes will be looked at. This verse deals with a particular type of condition, and it explains this condition in such a way that it will require a person to actually experience it firsthand and to actually go through it in order to explain it in a way in which the Holy Quran explains it. Now, what must be mentioned is that the stories and the anecdotes that are mentioned are those that have been mentioned in the books that deal with certain stories and certain anecdotes, and the truthfulness behind them is something, you know, that we can discuss. But it does not mean that because, oh, it originally, you know, we have no source for it, or it is no names mentioned in it, it's just certain individuals who are have certain, you know, nationalities mentioned in it, that we completely ignore it. No, there are certain pinnacle and, you know, pivotal explanations that, you know, within the story, even if the story is not true, it can still have benefit to us, and it can show us a certain path and a certain way. So this verse that is translated as such, that this is again the 40th verse of the 24th Surah of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Nur, or the Surah of Light. The verse, the translation goes again from the book of Ali Kulli Quran. It says that, or like the manifold darkness in a deep sea, covered by billow upon billow, that is layer upon layer of clouds, overcast by clouds, manifold layers of darkness, one on top of another.
that when if a person brings his hand out in front of his face, basically, he will find it very difficult to actually see his own hand in front of his own face. And one whom Allah has not granted any light has no light. So basically, this verse is explaining the conditions of those people who completely deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in this type of position. And even if they bring their own hands in front of their face, even if they see clearly that this is the truth, they will not be able to see it. So inshallah, in our next episode regarding this particular verse of the Holy Quran, again, remind ourselves of the verse, the 40th verse from the 24th surah of the Holy Quran, that is Surah An-Nur, the verse that speaks about the condition of the kafirun and the condition of the unbelievers, those who completely deny the truth, even though the truth is so clear in front of them. So inshallah, in our next episode, we will continue with a particular story that has been mentioned regarding this particular verse. Inshallah, until then, Malik. Inshallah, until then, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience, congratulations on the birth anniversary of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Now let's listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rilwi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amma ba'd faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-Karim wa yu'thiruna 'ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa. Let me begin by extending best of tabarikat and greetings on this important wiladat that we are celebrating. Although we are going through extraordinary times, we cannot forget our faith, our values, and our history. We cannot forget the personalities who are considered to be role models for us. The beginning of the month of Shaaban comes with the celebration of the birth anniversaries of the heroes of Karbala. You have Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, the chief of the martyrs. Then you have this Viladat of Abbas ibn Ali, the flag bearer of Karbala. And then we will have the Viladat of Imam Sajjad, the Imam who continued the mission of his father. But I would like to take this time also the opportunity to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us humans the intelligence to create and master the technology, that even this time of lockdown, you know, we can still remotely connect to one another and still go through this celebration of the Viladat anniversary of Abbas bin Ali, the Lion of Ali in Karbala, alayhi salatu wasalam. Abbas for us is not just an example of a good Muslim who was obedient to Allah and Rasul and the Imam of his time. He is actually the best example of those who went beyond the call of duty. Abbas for us is the embodiment of sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, ayat number 9, he talks about one of the good qualities of the believers is this, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They prefer others over themselves. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Even if they are at loss themselves as far as giving up things that they have. And when we look at this ayat, we see that Abbas bin Ali becomes the par excellent example of this quality of a mu'min. On the eve of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam had gathered his companions and family members in one tent, which was actually used previously before that as a tent where they would put the water bags. But since there were no more water for the last 2-3 days, that tent was then used as a place of gathering. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam praised his companions and his family members there, where he says, لَسْتُ أَعْلَمُ أَصْحَابًا أَصْبَرُ مِنْكُمْ. I do not know of any companions who were more patient than you. وَلَا أَهْلُ بَيْتٍ أَوْفَى وَعَفْضَلْ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. And I don't know of any family members who were more loyal and better in quality than my Ahlul Bayt and my family members. Why did Hussein ibn Ali praise them in that way? Because at that night he had released them from the religious duty of supporting him and obeying him. He actually said very clearly to them, إِنِّي قَدْ أَظِنْتُ لَكُمْ فَانْطَلِقُ جَمِيعًا فِي حِلٍّ. He says, I have allowed you to go away, so go away all of you. You are free from any obligation. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنِّي ظِمَامٍ. There is no obligation that you have towards me. وَهَذَا اللَّيْلَ قَدْ غَشِيَكُمْ. This night with its darkness has come over you. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ جُمُلًا وَلَا يَأْخُذُوا وَلَيَأْخُذُ كُلُّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ بِيَدِ رَجُلٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ فَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا خَيْرًا. And then he says, you know, the night with its darkness has come, therefore all of you go away. Seize this moment, and not only that, each one of you from the companions, I ask you to take the hand of one of my family members and take them with yourselves. May Allah give you the best of reward. وَتَفَرَّقُوا فِي سَوَادِكُمْ وَمَدَائِنِكُمْ. And then disperse into your own cities and your own communities. فَإِنَّ الْقَوْمِ إِنَّمَا يَطْلُبُونَنِي وَلَوْ أَصَابُونِي لَذَهَلُوا عَنْ طَلَبِ غَيْرِي. These people who gather here, the forces of Yazid, they are only after me. And once they get me, they will leave you alone. And when Hussein ibn Ali lifted this sense of obligation from his companions and family members on the eve of Ashura, the first person in that group to stand up and express his support for Hussein ibn Ali was none other than his brother Abbas. He stood up and he said, لِمَا نَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ. Imam, why should we do that? لَنَبْقِ بَعْدَكَ. So that we may live after you. لا أرانا الله ذلك عبدا. May Allah not show us that ever. And this is where we see the greatness of Abbas and the Banu Hashim and the companions of Imam Hussein. It's not that they fulfilled their religious duty, but when they went beyond the call of duty and voluntarily supported the Imam and sacrificed their lives for him. They preferred Hussein over their own lives. They embodied the spirit of voluntarism. So whatever they did on the day of Ashura was not out of the sense of obligation, rather out of the sense of sacrifice. They voluntarily went there to support Hussein to the extent of sacrificing their life. their spirit of sacrifice elevated them to the level that although they fought alongside Imam Hussein ibn Ali on the day of Ashura, they are also known, in the words of our sixth Imam, as the not only as Ansar of Hussein, they are known as Ansar of Hassan, the helpers and supporters of Hassan, wa Ansar of Fatima, and Ansar of Ali, and Ansar of Rasulullah, and also as Ansar of Deenullah. They are the companions or the helpers and supporters of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abbas bin Ali is the leader of these Ansar of Hussein in Karbala. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, when he praised his uncle, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says that Inna lil Abbas inda Allah tabarak wa ta'ala manzilatan yaghbituha alayha jami'u ash-shuhada yawm al-qiyamah. Verily Abbas has a status with Almighty Allah that on the day of judgment all the martyrs would wish that status. They will be envious in a way, not jealous, not in the meaning of hasad, but it will be more in the sense of ghibta, that I wish I also had attained this status. And why is it that? There were 72 shuhada who gave their life on the day of Ashura. But why is Abbas bin Ali given that high status?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Mulhali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمن
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Stand here so unafraid of everything around me. Proudly I would say I am a Muslim. If you ask her why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God,
Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Today, we're going to be dealing with some of the menstruation-related laws according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching Makassas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and his teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.